Hello folks, I am Vincent, and this is Nerd One, and in today's episode, I want to explore kind of the positive and negatives of AI in the world cinema. So sit down, buckle up, this one might be longer than you expect. So, as you may all be well aware of, there is currently a writer strike going on in Hollywood and a actor strike going on in Hollywood, with the biggest topic, it seems like, I don't know, there's probably many, many topics on, you know, on board right now that they want to discuss and then go over, but it seems like the implementation of AI into Hollywood. And now, granted, AI has been in around some form or fashion for a while, because, you know, AI technologies have, you know, been around like to create CGI landscapes, you know, make bigger explosions, or even just, you know, improve like a whole visual experience of the movie. And one thing is, AI has helped filmmakers like, you know, streamline editing processes, you know, even predict, like, you know, audience preferences. You know, it's probably helped a lot of movies, you know, kind of become what they are. You know, it not only saves time and resources, but it really enhances the efficiency of, you know, filmmaking process. I mean, think about it like this. Basically, algorithms are a form of AI. You know, something that, like, Netflix will use on the recommended for you section, or YouTube, or, I don't know, Spotify, even. Like, you know, I get, you know, playlists for you kind of thing. You know, it's an all algorithm, all AI based, but, you know, it's, there's ups and downs to everything. Like, you know, they're, like, you know, that's some positives. Some negatives to AI is there's, if AI is, I would say, allowed to run rampant in it, it could be a lot of jobs lost. And that's, I think, like I said, it seems like that's what the biggest thing right now is for this whole strike going on, where, you know, writers don't want AI replacing them. And I can't see it happening too quickly, but because, I mean, there's something about a human touch that you can always tell about. But one, you know, big thing is that a lot of the actors are worried about is them, you know, having themselves digitized and AI using their likeness without, you know, I don't say without their consent, but basically without them, you know, yeah, basically without their consent, I guess what it come down to. So it could be just a lot of, I guess, job replacement, basically, is what it would be. You know, because everything would be through an AI system. You know, scripts would be written by it. Actors, you know, would be replaced. You know, their facial expressions, their likeness could be used. I mean, hell, they could probably digitize their voice, which I think I've already seen online. I'm pretty sure it's already out there. So I'm seeing a lot of interesting things going on. There's also, you know, the way of ethical dilemmas. And this one I had to look up, because with AI technologies, you know, it raises ethical concerns when it comes to creating realistic characters and altering historical footage. Questions of consent, representation, and the potential for misinformation in films can be increasingly relevant in an AI-driven world. And we already know right now that Hollywood really likes to take liberties with historical events. You know, it's, they'll try to take something and embellish it to make it more interesting, more dynamic, more, I don't know, emotional in a way, where it could have been something that was just simply done. So you never really know kind of what may happen. And I love how James Cameron has come out, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, I just keep seeing it everywhere, saying, hey, I warned you guys about AI back in 1984 Terminator. You didn't listen to me, and now it's happened. And like everything, it feels like, you know, AI can just be a tool. It could be something that we, you know, use kind of side by side along with what we do, maybe for everyday life. Or maybe just the little things of, you know, maybe it's a fad. I doubt it, to be honest. But it could be something that, you know, it's, as of right now, because it seems like it's been in the shadows for a while. You're kind of the backgrounds of a lot of things, and now it's really come up front. There's dozens of applications now for AI-enabled things. Where you just type in stuff saying, you know, generate an image of this and this, and you'll get it. So, it can be scary. It can be cool. It's an exciting time to see where it's going to go, you know, back and forth. Not really sure what is going to happen with AI, but, you know, I'm on board. I'm watching to see what happens. I'd like to learn a lot more about it to see, you know, if it can, you know, benefit, you know, myself, my life, you know, whatever's going on in the world these days. So, who knows? The only time will tell, and hopefully the future is good to us. The future and AI. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent, this is Nerd1. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd1.5. We're on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow the nerdum. But until next time, stay safe out there. Please be nice to each other. Stay hydrated. A lot of people are getting hot out there and getting dehydrated. So drink your water, drink your Gatorade, or whatever your preference is for electrolytes. But have a great day.